Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pyfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, Audio City, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 27 was a bad week for ATX, which went 1.28% down and is now at 3,114 points, 12 points under the value end of 2022. Today, ATX has the 16th anniversary of its all-time high. On 9th of July 2007, the index went intraday over 5,000 points. 16th anniversary and 16th stock market tournament. Round one is finished now, and these are the 8 pairs of the second round next week. Pyfinger meets Immofinanz, Telekom, RWE, Zum Doppel, FACC, Kontron, Meyer Mellenhof, Österreichische Post, Tiemo, Agrana, Frequentis, Por, Esimo, and Don't Co. versus Vienna Insurance Group. News came from Osram, Kontron, UBM, Frequentis, Kapsch, Vienna Stock Exchange, Agrana, Pira Mobility, and Andritz. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 27. Monday, Amsosram. Rain Erlhaus started in his role as the CFO of Amsosram, a global leader in optical solution. He was named to the role in March 2023. Before joining Amsosram, Rainer held the position of CFO at Siltronic AG, one of the world's largest manufacturers of hyperpure silicon wafers for the semiconductor industry. AMS, weekly performance, -14.09%. Kontron, a leading global provider of IoT embedded computer technology, ECT, has announced the signing of an asset deal with Telexenterion, a U.S.-based company headquartered in Irvine, California, United States. The agreement entails Kontron's acquisition of Telexenterion's cellular automotive module unit, marking a significant strategic move to enhance its Internet of Things, IoT offerings with its proprietary software technology. The assets of the module unit achieved revenues of slightly above 100 million euros in 2022 and will be integrated into Kontron Europe GmbH, a subsidiary of Kontron AG. The purchase price is 24.5 million euros. Closing is expected by August. Kontron, weekly performance, 5.46%. Tuesday, UBM. The real estate developer UBM has placed its 7% UBM Green Bond 2023-2027 IS in at 0000A35FA2. The company will invest the 50 million euro in sustainable projects. Patrick Totti, CFO of UBM Development AG, our ability to raise capital on the bond market, also in difficult times, is a major competitive advantage. And these funds will allow us to react very quickly to market opportunities. The UBM Green Bond 2023 was offered in Austria, Germany and Luxembourg by way of a public offer with prospectus and in other countries through a private placement for subscription. Demand was characterized by a particularly high share of retail investors. The planned value date is July 10, 2023. Plans call for listing the Green Bond for official trading in the corporate's prime segment of the Vienna Stock Exchange. UBM, weekly performance, -2.29%. Frequentis purchased 100% of the Norwegian software company GuardRec ADC, which develops recorder solutions for the air traffic control, ADC market. The company has many years of knowledge and experience in safety and operation critical applications. The seller was the Norwegian Embrin Group. Our market studies revealed great potential in the recorder market, and by bringing together the expertise of our existing Frequentis Divis product and GuardRec ADC, we send a strong strategic signal to the market that we extend our feature capabilities to meet customer needs, said Norbert Haslacher, CEO Frequentis. Based on the long-standing international expertise of the Frequentis Divis team, We will be able to integrate the GuardRec solution not only for our air traffic management, ATM customers, but also for Frequentis public transport, maritime, and defense markets. GuardRec's goal to make recording and replaying data easy and secure is a perfect fit for our mission, for a safer world. Frequentis, weekly performance, 3.27%. Wednesday, Caps Traffic Com, the executive board of Caps Traffic Com AG announces that Autoticket GmbH, a joint venture of CDSC Ventum AG company KGAA and Caps Traffic Com AG, which is held in equal shares, expects a compensation and damages payment in the amount of euro 243 million due to a settlement agreement with the Federal Republic of Germany to in the arbitration proceedings conducted at the termination of the operations contract for the collection of the infrastructure charge. From today's perspective, Caps Traffic Com AG can expect an inflow of at least approximately euro 80 million. In the outlook for the financial year 2023-24, the management of Caps Traffic Com AG now expects a significant improvement in the operating result, EBIT, with revenue growth in the single-digit percentage range. Caps Traffic Com, weekly performance, 0.87%. Vienna Stock Exchange, after the one-off effects of the past 3 years, the first half of 2023 on the Vienna Stock Exchange was characterized by a general market calming. Equity turnover settled at pre-pandemic levels and amounted to 29.95 billion euros. In the bond segment, the strong growth trend continued with over 3,300 new bond listings. In March, Austriacard Holdings was the newcomer to the top segment prime market, in which 41 stocks are currently listed. Several Austrian companies successfully used the capital market as a source of financing in the first half of the year and placed capital increases, including Wilford AG, 17.6 million euros, BKS Bank AG, 37.8 million euros, and Lenzing AG, where the gross proceeds of the fully guaranteed capital increase will amount to around 400 million euros. The multiple crises have caused a lot of movement on the markets over the last 3 years, but things are now calming down again, as this year's development in share turnover shows. Although there is still restraint in IPOs throughout Europe, the pipeline is filling. We also notice this in the increased interest for our IPO workshops. Companies are still waiting for the ideal economic conditions, however stock market debuts could follow in autumn, says Christoph Boschen, CEO of Wiener Börse AG. Thursday, Agrana, in the first quarter of the 2023-24 financial year, the 3 months ended May 31, 2023, Agrana, the fruit, starch and sugar company, achieved very significant growth of 23.1% in operating profit, EBIT, to 63.5 million euros. Revenue increased by 9.0% to 966.1 million euros. We have made a successful start to the 2023-24 financial year and are especially pleased with the continuing healthy profit trend in the sugar segment and the good performance in the fruit segment, where structural measures to boost profitability of the fruit preparations business are already producing results. In the starch segment, the expectation of a challenging financial year was proved correct in the first 3 months. EBIT declined significantly in this business segment, due especially to a lower ethanol performance driven by sales prices, explains Agrana CEO Marcus Mullison. Agrana, weekly performance, 0.00%. Pyramobility. Europe's leading manufacturer of powered-to-wheelers, and CFMOTO is strengthening their cooperation in the areas of product strategy, development as well as industrialization. In January 2023, KTM took over the distribution of CFMOTO motorcycles in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Spain and Great Britain. The group is leveraging its excellent sales organization in these markets. Production capacity is to be increased from currently 50,000 to 100,000 units. As a sign of the deepening of the cooperation, CFMOTO increases its stake in the stock-listed Pyramobility AG to 2.0%. Pyramobility, weekly performance, 1.03%. Kontron, IT company Kontron announces the signing of a contract to purchase 100% of the shares in Comlab AG, Switzerland, a specialist for data communication repeaters for railways. Comlab has been developing radio frequencies since 1971. The company is leading in digital communication systems for railways. The company has more than 110 employees in Switzerland, Germany and China, with an expected revenue of 25 million euros and a net income of 2 million euros for 2024. Kontron, weekly performance, 5.46%. Friday, Andritz, International Technology Group Andritz received an order from Norske Skogstrand to supply a thermomechanical pulping line for its newsprint mill in Levanger, Norway. The Andritz solution combines second-hand and new equipment to provide a customized package that precisely fits the local conditions. The new line will allow Norske Skogstrand to change its raw material mix and thus reduce variable costs and the environmental impact of its operations, in particular NOx emissions, fossil CO2 emissions, and landfill waste. Andritz, weekly performance, -5.03%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.